monster of is a skyscraper. When he moves, the whole earth quivers and quakes, and an abyss of horror opens up. See these prehistoric beasts emerge from the bowels of the earth after 200 million years to devastate mankind.
Can I ask, what were some of the other movies that you DVR'd?
I know, let's see, I think that's when I saw Mothra for the first time as well, and Godzilla vs. Mothra. I might be butchering the title of this one, but I think it's Godzilla, or no, it's like Invasion of Zero Monster or something. It's the one where, it's like Godzilla does the like dance.
Yeah.
After he attacks someone. That one is very silly, but it's entertaining. And that one, I happened to see the version that they showed on Turner Classic Movies was the like American dubbed version. Uh-huh. And I don't remember off the top of my head the name of the one American actor in it, but it's one of the like worst / best performances.
Yeah, I think his name is Nick. I think his name is Nick Adams. And he was
okay.
In a couple...
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. I remember there's a part, there's a couple just like hilarious moments in that movie. Like there's one where he a couple of times he calls Godzilla Godzilla, which is I remember there's a part at the end of that movie, not to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't seen it, but it's something, and I don't even remember it clearly enough to spoil it anyway, I guess, but there's something where they name him like president of whatever the planet in the movie is supposed to be or something, and then he goes, whatever's fair, pal. But those, you know, brilliant line reading, you know, no notes, just perfect. Yeah,
it's been a long time since I've seen that. Invasion of Astro Monster, which which also features Rodan. Another major Godzilla movie.
And Destroy All Monsters was in that bunch too, which I really enjoy that one. I think that's the most like purely fun of the kaiju movies I've seen.
Yeah, that one's just a kaiju fest.
I was disappointed though, because so one of the kaiju in that movie is Manda or Manda, the giant snake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought the coolest one in that movie, because I remember there's the great scene in that movie that's just like the montage of, I think it's supposed to be like news footage of the various kaiju like attacking different kind of world monuments.
Mm-hmm.
And Manda, I think, is slithering through like London, I think.
Yeah, so it's like wrapping itself around like an elevated train track or something.
Yeah, that's what I remember too. And I was like, oh, this is like the coolest one I've gotten no more. And again, I went back to that Todd guy in that movie group we're in, and he said, oh yeah, Manda was in this movie, Atragon.
Yep.
So then for a couple of years after that, I was like, oh, I've got to see Atragon. And then last year I watched it, I found out it was on, and I don't know if it still is at this point, but I think it was on Voodoo or Tubi, of those ones
probably,
where you can watch stuff for free with ads.
Yeah.
And I watched, and it's a terrible movie. It's really, really a bad movie.
That's so interesting you say that, just because there are many kaiju in Toho's sort of gallery that never get their own movies, or if they do, it's like a one-shot deal. I feel like with Rodan is really cool, and I'm glad that he has appeared in subsequent films. However, Rodan from 1956 is the monster's only solo outing.
Mm.
Is that right? Yeah, I was wondering about that, actually. I suppose I should have looked it up or something before we got on to record here, but I was wondering if there were ever any like remakes or reboots of Rodan. Yeah,
nope.
I wasn't aware of it. So
Rodan is one of, it's called the Big Five, Toho's Big Five: Godzilla, Mothra, Rodan, King Ghidorah, and Mechagodzilla. Even Mothra has had independent movies. Rodan, he's only got 1956, which is so interesting because the movie is, I think, so rock solid that you would think they would try to remake it at least.
Supersonic jets cannot catch him. rockets cannot stop him. Are helpless before him.
Here's an interesting factoid. Haruo Nakajima plays Rodan. He's the man in the suit. And he also did suit work as Godzilla in 12 consecutive films, as well as numerous other kaiju. And Toho's visual effects director, Eiji Tsuburaya, considered Nakajima's work invaluable.
Nakajima, when you start... For me, like when I started watching these films as an adult and like understanding that there is a man in the suit playing these monsters, you learn that Nakajima like took the performances really seriously. Like he would study the movement of animals in real life and be like, okay, how can I move like a bear? How can I add this or that to a performance? Which I think sets himself apart from like some other obscure kaiju movies. If you ever get to them, they're just like dopey guys in monster suits. They're not bringing that same level of craft to it and awareness that Nakajima does, and I think he does a pretty good job as Rodan.
Yeah, I think that's kind of easy to overlook, you know, like the fact that there is a person in the suit most of the time. And I feel like in a way that's kind of like the progenitor of like Andy Serkis and like some of the motion capture performances that have been so like heralded recently, you know. Yeah. In a way it almost seems to go back to this a little bit.
Absolutely. Making connections.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Another connection is
The film was written by Takeo Murata and Takeshi Kimura. In reading up on them a little bit, I found an interesting fact. Takeshi Kimura was a member of the Japanese Communist Party, and his scripts were kind of known for being a little bit more serious, kind of a little more of a downer, more politically minded than some of the other kind of fun, lightweight scripts that some of the other kaiju movies were, you know, might have used throughout the years. But Takeshi Kimura was often known for being a little bit darker, a little more politically minded, which I think comes through in this movie a little bit.
Yes. Try to remind me, because you mentioning the Communist Party dovetails into something I read about the portrayal of these miners, you know, the very working class depicted in the film.
That's something I definitely I think we'll talk about that soon, but I think we see it in that. I think, you know, the characters that this movie focuses on is a little bit different than the characters that we see pretty often in a lot of other kaiju movies. And maybe I'm thinking a little bit more of like Terror of Mechagodzilla and some of the like campier ones that we've seen recently, but I still feel like it's kind of like a striking contrast a little bit.
Even guided missiles are powerless. See Rodan destroy a modern city, leveling it to the earth with a killing airstream of his mighty wings.
He was also in the Ultra series on Japanese TV. Do we want to bounce
like Ultra Man? Like the silver guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, like, as far as I know, that series has had a lot of different iterations on Japanese TV throughout the years. And I'm pretty sure Kenji Sahara has been on numerous different versions of that series from like the 60s all the way up through like the 2000s. So he's been on that TV show for several decades, as far as I know. I've never actually seen it myself, but I would very much want to.
I have the first season on DVD. I haven't gotten through it all yet, but it's fun. It's campy. Sci-fi monster TV stuff.
Could that make an appearance on a future episode, perhaps?
Maybe. There are Ultraman movies, including one that was just released this summer in Japan called Shin Ultraman. Because Matt, I don't know if you know this, or Frank, Toho is emulating the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're calling it's nicknamed the Shin Universe. So Shin Godzilla that came out in 2016, they want to integrate Shin Ultraman, Shin Kamen Rider, which is another character in that realm, as well as Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
All individually loved franchises. Toho is bringing them all together.
I have a feeling I would prefer the Toho Cinematic Universe to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but... Yeah, so the movie also features Yumi Shirakawa as Kyo. She was dubbed the Japanese Grace Kelly and starred in Yasujiro Ozu's film The End of Summer, as well as several other kaiju movies for Toho.
Is that part of the Ozu cinematic universe?
It is, yes. A very different kind of universe.
Nothing can stop him. Nothing escapes this monstrous beast of evil.
You know, like, I feel like I like the moments where it seems to be like stock footage of, like, you know, like an airplane flying around that's like intercut with that. Like, that's the stuff that I like. And I feel like the attack scenes are a little bit more obviously fake and campy. But even those are kind of fun, I think.
There's a scene where people are on a bridge and there's like a tour guide going on. Remember, like, when Rodan destroys the bridge? The tour guide is like, "Everyone get off the bridge." Like, when they can't, like, there's a giant monster coming our way, and then everyone screams and does the classic running for their lives.
You would think they would notice beforehand.
Like, a bridge isn't where you want to be in a situation like this.